In light of recent incidents of Zoom bombing of council meetings by people espousing hate speech, at tonight's meeting, the City Council will discuss and consider revisions to its public comment on non-agenda items. They also have on the agenda a resolution declaring Ellensburg to be an inviting, equitable, and safe community for all. A project to increase water pressure to residences and businesses on Craigs Hill started today and will cause some traffic disruptions. A booster pump house will be built next to the water tower, and a new higher pressure water main will be installed. Electrical service will be extended to provide power for the new pumps. Different sections will be conducted through March 15. As the city transitions to its new utility customer portal system, the grace period for no late fees for utility bills will be extended. City officials also ask for patience. Several CWU projects were included in Governor Jay Inslee's supplemental operation and capital budget proposals for 2024. Funding for work associated with the geothermal well Central is constructing as part of its North Academic project, which involves replacing the L&L building with a new structure. Upper Kittitas County Community Center Talks Forum for December features State Department of Fish and Wildlife wolf specialist Ben Maletsky talking about wolves steadily recolonizing the Northwest. He's conducted research and management on a variety of species, including lynx, cougar, black bear, and wolves for over 20 years. Talk is at 4 p.m. Tuesday at the Senior Center. After practicing for the past month, Christmas caroling with Valley Noises takes to the streets and neighbors Caroling Tuesday. Children have a chance to chat with Santa thanks to a cooperative effort between KitCom and the Kittitas County Auxiliary Community Service. 5 to 8 p.m. today and Wednesday, kids in Ellensburg and Clay Elum can access SantaNet communications with Santa in the North Pole via radio. It'll take place at KitCom in Ellensburg, Clay Elum Fire Department, and a total of 36 kids can do this each night. So to register, email Chanel Albo at kitcom.org. Jeffrey Castle's Celtic Christmas will be performed at 7 p.m. Friday at the Morgan Performing Arts Center. The show on fiddle and electric violin, accompanied by the Seattle Irish Dance Company. It's presented by Christmas in Washington. Tickets are $30 general admission, $20 for kids under 12, available at the Chamber of Commerce. Central safety Tanner Volk was named Division II CCA Ron Lenz Defensive Player of the Year this past week. Volk, who has also been named a Division II First Team All-American by the AP, is the first Wildcat to earn the Lenz Award. On Thursday, the EHS boys and girls basketball teams will play in Nicholson Pavilion. Boys will play Tootle Lake at 1, and the girls will face WF West at 7 p.m. The Fish Open Table lunch is mushroom and chicken soup with garlic croutons and mixed fruit. The lunch is open to all seniors, age 60+, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg, noon to 1 in Clay Elum. The meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 39 degrees, sunset at 4:13 p.m., and the expected nighttime low is 34 degrees. There is a 40% chance of snow or rain during the day and a 50% chance overnight. Winds will be light and variable. And you can find all of this news and info at our website. That's ebergradio.org. For Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.